This is our returning champion, Lynn Lucas from Cleveland, Ohio. Stand by to see Lynn play for a trip to Switzerland valued at $9,000. Today on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $22,478 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank you. Delighted to have you with us, and we're delighted to have you with us at home for Sale of the Century. Our champion's been with us for a while. She's done very well. Lynn Lucas. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
You really have. You've passed on shopping spree, dune buggy, jukebox, gone now for the trip to Switzerland. Yes. You may or may not take that if you win, but along the way, you've picked up $7,357 in cash and prizes with instant bargains, fame game. Got a lot of things towards furnishing that apartment that you're setting up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck today, Lynn. You
Thank
need
you.
A win with just $32 more, and you could take that trip to Switzerland if you'd like.
Okay.
And I know we've got a couple of good people coming out to try to stop her, and Summer Bartholomew will introduce them. Hi, Miss Summer.
Hello.
You always bring interesting people with intriguing intros.
Yes, and this one is also very intriguing. I should say their names are intriguing. This challenger's ambition is to be the best math teacher in Texas. From Connellsville, Pennsylvania, give a warm welcome to John Kostick.
Hello there, John. And John is easy.
Yes, and next, this lady is a minister who's made history. From Mount Airy, North Carolina, give a big hand to Giovanne Venable.
That's a little different. Hello there, Giovanne. Feel it with some bargains. Giovanne.
Yes.
That's a very pretty name. Very
Thank
unusual,
you.
Though. Where does it come from?
It's Italian.
Oh, it's because you usually hear Giovanni, but
right.
Giovanni.
Well, my mother chopped it off and made it neuter.
Oh, okay. You are a minister?
Yes.
And you made history.
I'm the first woman ordained at the oldest Protestant church in Southern California.
Well, good
just
for
recently.
You. Good for you.
Thank you, Jim.
A lot of talk about that in a lot of religions lately, and we're very proud of you. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
And John, your ambition is to be the best math teacher in Texas. Well, there have been other math teachers in Texas, but why is that your ambition?
Well, I hope to motivate the kids to be very good in geometry, and maybe I can teach them all the angles.
Oh, all right, all right. Good to have you. It sounds like you've both got very good career ambitions, and we wish you well in them, and we wish you well here. Let's start all three of these nice people off with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show gets to do some fabulous shopping back there with me. Let's get started with this question for $5. What New York thoroughfare is known as the Great White Way? John?
Broadway.
Broadway it is. $5 for the correct answer. John in the lead at $25. Complete this famous line from the Bible. The spirit is willing, but the flesh... Giovanni?
The flesh is weak.
Oh, you better get that right. You're right. That's what it is. And the minister goes to 25. What kind of creature is that lovable Muppet Kermit? Lynn?
It's a frog.
That's right. Kermit's the frog, and we've got a three-way tie. In what sport could you participate in the downhill slalom and cross-country? Giovanni?
Skiing.
Giovanni. Yeah, skiing it is. Giovanni is right for another $5. Yes. I was thinking with those terms, downhill slalom and cross-country, there's another term you don't ordinarily use. That's what, when you see ski tracks on both sides of a tree, you call an ambulance is what you do with that one. Name the movie superstar who started out as a bounty hunter named Josh Randall. Lynn.
Clint Eastwood.
No. On Wanted Dead or Alive. That goes back before your time.
I suppose so.
That was Steve McQueen who did that. Steve McQueen. And you lose $5 for the incorrect answer. And Giovanni, you've got the lead. Now it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a cash bonus could come up as well. You've got a $5 lead over John. Your first opportunity to buy, Giovanni. And you might like this.
Giovanni, you can light up your life with this beautiful Tiffany lamp. A lovely display of cut glass in a colorful butterfly garden design with a base. Furnished by Paragon 3. This sensational lamp is normally priced at $458. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Fabulous lamp. Oh, that's wonderful. Beautiful lamp. That would look great in your study while you're preparing your sermons.
Yes,
you
that
know,
would be nice.
$458 lamp, but your lead is $5, mm-hmm. So I don't want to sell it to you for $6. I'd like you to have something nice. You never know how the game's going to go. Yeah. I'll knock $1 off the price. You'll be in a tie with John. You can have the $458 lamp for $5. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, Giovanni, the sale surprise went with it. If you had bought the lamp, you also would have gotten $500 in cash. Oh, I wish you had bought. Well, you never know. Might turn out to be the difference in your favor winning. So let's get back to it. You hang on to that $5 lead by not buying. Before she was beheaded by Henry VIII, Lynn?
Anne Boleyn.
Morse? No, I'm sorry. We can't accept that. Anne Boleyn gave birth to a daughter who became a queen in her own right. That's Elizabeth. Elizabeth I. Quick buzzer cost Lynn. She loses five, down to 15. Who was the priest who founded Boys Town? Lynn.
Father Flanagan.
Father Flanagan, another man of the cloth. You're right. You're back up to 20. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. John.
The pig? George Orwell, Animal Farm?
Yes, you got it. That's right. I think the pig said it, and Orwell wrote it. The Animal Farm. You got the whole thing. You're right. For another five. Very nicely done, and John ties Giovanni again for the lead. And now it's time for the fame game. Buzz in, players, when you know the identity of a famous thing. If you're right, you'll get a pick of the fame game board. I am an Emmy Award-winning television series that was first seen in 1980. While I won the praise of critics during my first season, I got Lynn?
Hill Street Blues?
You are right. Hill Street Blues it is. And the champion, trailing by $10, Lynn, somewhere up there is a $10 money card. You pick a number, you'll get what's behind it.
Number six, please.
And behind number six, we have a 9-inch color TV. A great little color TV features 9-inch screen, AC/DC operation, and ultra-compact styling to make this terrific portable, easy to carry from room to room from Green and Roberts.
Nice color television.
Great.
I'm looking
Thank
down
you.
The list of things you've picked up. You've picked up a lot of things for the apartment you're furnishing,
TV.
But no TV there, right? Now you got one. Good. We're happy about that. And we're happy that we have a very good game with three nice people. We'll be back to them end of the game right after this. Champion Lynn Lucas is within $12 of that trip to fabulous Switzerland, but she must win, and right now she is trailing. It is Yvonne and John at 30 and Lynn at 20. Back with us for five. What alcoholic beverage do you mix with Kahlua to make a black Russian? Lynn?
Vodka.
Yes. That's. I think you just beat the butter
on that. I don't
even
drink.
What's that?
I don't even drink. I just guess.
Well, you got. I think you say Russian, you take a chance with vodka. It paid off. You got another five. Going to 25. Name the hit Lionel Bart musical, which gave us these songs. As Long as He Needs Me, Food, Glorious Food. John?
Oliver.
Oliver from Oliver Twist, the Dickens novel. You are right for another five. John, in the lead. How many complete orbits around the Earth does the moon make in a month? John, you got right before the buzzer. You can answer.
One.
One is right. You can answer, and it paid off. That's right. In a month, it makes one complete orbit, and you go into a $10 lead at 40. What is the Algonquin Indian word for axe? Lynn.
Tomahawk.
I didn't know you spoke Algonquin. You're right for another five. Tomahawk it is. Lynn goes to 30. But John, you have the lead now. You've got a $10 lead over Giovanni and Lynn. So the option is yours, John. You can... Oh, John, would you look great with this?
Yes.
John, be the model of fashion wearing this rugged man's jacket. The luxurious look and feel of fur in a practical reversible design furnished by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. This fabulous jacket is normally priced at $1,350. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Well, I went to a fashion show once with my wife and heard what these women say at these fashion shows. I'm telling you. $1,350, John. Actually, I'm not telling you, I'd get in trouble. $1,350. It's $10 is what it would cost you. We would have a three-way tie if you bought it. And I love that. So you can have the jacket worth $1,350, and I will give you $300 in cash, a $1,650 bargain, and we would have a three-way tie. Going once, going twice, no sale. Oh, a big bargain, and he didn't want it. Back to business with this. Besides a human, what kind of animal does a kid grow up to be? Lynn?
A goat.
A goat, yeah. Also an antelope or a deer, as a matter of fact. Lynn goes to 35. This crime occurs when a person tells a deliberate lie while under oath. John?
Perjury.
In a court of law, perjury is exactly what it is. And John to 45. Olympia is the capital of a state... Jimon?
Greece.
New, oh, named after one of our founding fathers.
Washington.
Yeah, Washington. Just down the road a piece, Jimon.
Close.
Quick buzzer cost you five. Sorry about that. You're down to 25. What holy man and court favorite became known as Russia's mad monk? Lynn.
Rasputin.
Rasputin it is, and Lynn just beat John with the buzzer and pulls it within $5 of John. On May 10th, 1869, at Promontory, Utah, North America. John?
Driving the Golden Spike.
Yes, that's right, which was the first railroad, the Golden Spike it is, and you go to 45, yeah. Not the first railroad, but the first coast-to-coast railroad. Speaking of trains, this is fascinating. Japanese National Railways issued its annual report on items left on passenger trains. This year's list includes 500,000 umbrellas. That's for 1 year. $18 million in cash, 29 small dogs, a snake in a bag, 150 sets of false teeth, and in addition, 15 passengers left behind urns containing the ashes of dead relatives. I'm going to go look for Uncle Charlie while you watch this commercial message. Don't go away. Back to a good game. One of the challengers, John, in the lead at 50. Lynn close behind at 40. Javon certainly not out of it at 25. Definitely not out of it with a $15 money card up there on the board someplace. We're looking for a famous fictional character. I am the hero of a novel written and published in two parts in 1605 and 1615. Initially, people thought of me only as a humorous madman. Later, I became a model for nonconformist heroes. I am a Spanish landowner who dresses in armor. Lynn?
Don Juan.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You're playing for a pick of the board, so you stay at 40, but you're out of the question. We'll clear the board. Continue for Javon and for John. I am a Spanish landowner. Javon?
Don Quixote.
Don Quixote de la Mancha, yeah. Well, Javon, you've got a pick of the board with eight numbers. What one do you like?
How about number one, Jim?
And behind number one, we have men's suits for the man in your life. Botany 500 fashions for the gentleman. Distinctive suits to fit almost every lifestyle. Tailored with fine American craftsmanship. Furnished by Botany 500.
Over $500 worth of men's suits. And, of course, you have a husband.
No.
No, okay.
I have a boyfriend.
All right. Well, he will enjoy the suits. If you want to give them to him, that is. Didn't find the money cards, though. They stay up there. We'll add 25 later, and all of the money cards will be up there for the third and final crack of the fame game. Lynn, you're back in now. In 1975, what public figure was the target of assassination attempts by Sarah Jane Moore? John?
Gerald Ford.
That's exactly who it is, and John goes to 55. Corncob, Meerschaum, Hookah, Breyer, John?
Pipes.
That's what they are. They are Pipes and John to 60 with a $20 lead over the champion. Van Johnson and Gene Kelly starred Javon?
Singing in the Rain.
Oh, no. The one they starred in, the film musical about a mythical Scottish town that appears only once every 100 years, Brigadoon. Beautiful musical it was. Unfortunately, not so beautiful for Javon, who loses $5. But, John, you've got the lead again, and now your lead is $20. You might like this.
Oh, John, here's the kindest cut of all. This great riding lawnmower. Cut big lawns down to size with this lawn tractor. Deluxe steering system helps you get into the hard-to-cut areas. Furnished by Valley Power Equipment. It's normally priced at $2,175. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $14.
John, that's great. I haven't sold an instant bargain all day. John, don't tell me you live in an apartment.
I live in an apartment.
He lives in an apartment. I'm in trouble.
But my father doesn't.
Your father doesn't. Your father needs this, John. I need this. It's over $2,000. You need $400 in cash, and you still have an $6 lead going once, going twice. No sale. Oh. We'll be right back. Doggone it. I knew if you lived in the apartment, you wouldn't buy it. Our champion in a bit of a problem. She has enough money for the trip to Switzerland, but she must win. And right now, she trails by $20. John at 60, Lynn at 40, Javon at 20. Back with this. By what name do we know the series of wars in Middle Ages between European Christians and Muslim Turks? Lynn.
Crusades.
Over the Holy Land, you are right. The Crusades it is, and Lynn goes to 45. Cutting John's lead to 15. Name the type of artwork which utilizes chalk-like crayons and soft colors. Lynn.
Pastels.
Pastel is what it is. 2 in a row for the champion as she begins to make a move. In what eastern city is the mayor's official residence called Gracie Mansion? Lynn.
New York City.
New York it is. And 3 in a row for Lynn to 55. Wow. Third and final crack at the fame game, players. And somewhere on that board is a $25 money card. We're looking for a famous place. I am an Asian country. Early European explorers traveled to me for jewels, silks, rugs, and spices. John, taking a chance.
Japan?
Incorrect. And John is out of the rest of the question. A break for the ladies. We will clear the board. Continue for Javon and for Lynn. In fact, Christopher Columbus was searching for me. Javon?
India.
India is right. And Javon, who's in third place, has a chance to get right back in it. What number do you want?
Number 5.
And behind number five, we have Floor Care Products. Bissell Floor Care Products, featuring the double action sweeper for quick pickups on carpets and bare floors, plus the carpet machine, too, for deep cleaning with 4-in-1 carpet formula, furnished by Bissell.
Very nice, over $300 worth, but not the money card she was looking for. Where are they?
Find the number four, the number two, and the number eight.
We finish up this most important game now with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? The champion is still trailing, but now it's only by $5. John at 60, Lynn at 55, Giovanni at 20. Good luck to all three of you as we start the speed round. Now, give me the middle name of the poet Edgar Poe. Lynn.
Alan.
Right. What name is shared by a planet and a delightful Disney dog? John.
Pluto.
Right. In poetry, how many lines make up a couplet? Lynn.
Two.
Right. What sport would you play on a diamond? Lynn.
Baseball.
Right. In what month do we celebrate Mother's Day? Lynn.
May.
Right. What ancient civilization was ruled by pharaohs? John.
Egypt.
Right. In which war did we fight the Battle of San Juan Hill? Lynn.
Spanish-American War.
Right. Dale Carnegie's bestseller was How to Win Friends and John. Time. On what continent would you find a grassy plain called the Pampas? Lynn.
South America.
Right. Which of the 50 states was the last to join the Union? John.
Hawaii.
Right. What are you doing if you're engaged in espionage? John.
Spying.
Right. Name the French teenager who developed an alphabet for blind readers. Lynn.
Braille.
Right. Name the author whose bestsellers have included Hotel and Airport. Lynn.
Haley.
Right. What classical poet wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey? John.
Homer.
Right. What was the last name of the great World War I American general? No, time is up, and Lynn has done it. She came from behind to win it in the speed round. Wow, congratulations, coming from five behind to 15 ahead. Dale Carnegie's bestseller was How to Win Friends and Influence People. That cost you there, John. Got you trailing and got to say goodbye to these nice people. Giovanni, you got the men's suits. You've got the carpet machine with the cash in front of you. $842 in cash and prizes. Good luck with your ministry. Nice to have you here with us. John, you pushed the champion. Unfortunately, didn't pick up anything along the way. We have some nice parting gifts for you and the cash in front of you. Thank you. But Lynn Lucas, she was pushed, but she came from behind. Let's go shopping, Lynn. Very easily. You got enough money for that trip. Congratulations. Yes, he was really pushing you there for a while. But you now have $403 in your bank account. And this is a great trip. Think about it, Jay.
You'll be yodeling to a different tune in beautiful Switzerland. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 15 days in the storybook land of Switzerland, where you may enjoy quaint villages, picturesque lakes, and the breathtaking Swiss Alps. This marvelous trip, normally priced at $9,000, yours on sale of the century for only $340.
Just $340 it would cost, you have $403. So just say yes, you can take a great trip, wonderful place to go and visit with everything else you picked up, and leave us. Or you could take the risk. You had to come from behind this time. If you took the risk and came back, you are just $42 away. And I know Summer Bartholomew thinks this is beautiful. Do you, Jay?
Here's elegance with a ring to it. This stunning lady's ring. A sparkling spinel gem surrounded by brilliant cut diamonds. And a beautiful 18-karat white gold band. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This gorgeous ring, normally priced at $12,000, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful. Looks great on you, Karen. I know Summer loves it. How about you? You like that? Lovely $12,000 ring. Lynn, let me tempt you further. $127 more than what you've got right now. You can drive away with this.
Drive away in the sporty yet elegant BMW 318i four-cylinder sports sedan. Full independent suspension, disc brakes, and a 1.8-liter fuel-injected engine furnished by Bob Ruman Pontiac. This sensational car, normally priced at $22,478, yours on sale of the century for only
$530. $530 would buy it. You've got $403, so you're up to some very good things. Matter of fact, get the $750. You'll get every prize we've got, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $67,000.
Continuing to grow. Lynn, right now, $403 you've got. $300, you give me $340, you can take the trip to Switzerland and leave. Or take the risk that you could do it again. Maybe you'll have to come from behind again. You think about it. Big decision. Back with our champion, Lynn Lucas, who had a close call in this show, but she now has a $403 in the bank. You can take a wonderful trip to Switzerland and leave us, or put your $403 in the bank, needing another win, and $42 more for that fabulous ladies' ring worth $12,000. $127 away, might take more than one more win, you could drive away with that automobile. So you're up in some very big things, Lynn. Are you going to take the trip and everything else you've picked up, or are you going to take the risk that you could continue to win?
Well, Jim, I've never been to Switzerland, but I really love jewelry, so I'm going to come back.
He's going to, all right, let's go take that for a moment. So we'll put your money in the bank. We'll have it over $1,000. That cash jackpot's up for a big $68,000. And Lynn goes for a lady's ring worth $12,000 next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Once again.
Thank you.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking. Sale of the Century is a Vince Grundy production.